got me in the back way and then split. I didn't blame him. The place was a chamber of horrors. A playground where the filthy rich indulged their ugliest vices, cash payment only. I didn't last long on the sly. Terrain's thugs got the drop on me. Turned out he ran the joint, didn't believe my story about trying to find Shane for his sister. Shane didn't have a sister, he said. He ordered his goons to take me down to the basement and work me over for the real dope. They gave it their best shot, but the Shane story was the only story I knew. I was stubborn about it. They got sloppy. I flipped the tables on them and sort of lost it. It took out all my frustrations. After I calmed down, I picked myself up and got out of there while the get was good. Child, happy to see me, and didn't care a bit that I had a pistol aimed at her heart. She may not have been guilty of Lila's murder. She just sat there and talked nonsense, but I figured she was guilty enough. Before I could make my play, somebody stepped from the shadows and took a shot at me. It was Irene Stensgaard. Her aim was good. I dropped my pistol and slid to the floor, a bullet in my gut. And stuffy, prim Miss Stensgaard thanked me for doing the job she'd wanted me to do all along. Led her right to her errant daughter, Veluska. Irene wasn't Shane's sister, but she knew her little Veluska would seek out the hunkiest guy around, and true enough, that had been pretty boy Shane. So she'd hired me for the reverse trace. It was clever, but I was bleeding out fast, and the Irene woman just laughed. The penny dropped. Like mother, like daughter, it was she who killed my Lila. Both of them. But before I met my final fate, I thankfully blacked out. And then I came to again. But they were gone.
Why am I still?